Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
As most catchers do to each other, Paul LaDuca with a tap on the shin guard with his bat to Eddie Perez. When a catcher does that to you, you know, it's a sporting gesture. Good luck tonight. Don't get hurt. When another catcher comes up to you and takes a full swing at you, then you know he's not your pal.
Adam McKelvey. He is the Brewers beat writer for MLB.com. And if you're watching along on YouTube this morning, where we'd love to have you hit that subscribe button, you can see him on with us on Brewers 360. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, guy. Oh, I love that voice. I saw that film last night. It's awesome.
So that's why
I can't wait for the whole state to see it.
Yeah, that's why we led with it. Just your initial impressions. And then we also want to talk to you about who was all there.
Yes.
What fancy people did you see? But first, just on the film, what'd you like?
It's so cliche, but it'll make you laugh and it'll make you cry. And there is a sadness to the film because we lost Uke. During the course of making that, they started with him in spring training 2023. And I remember that what a big deal it was when Uke said yes. You can imagine how many different people and different groups approached him about following him and making a documentary about his incredible life. And that he said yes was a big deal. And then during the course of that, we lost him and it changed the film. Filmmakers were up on stage with Josh Maurer after the showing, the premiere last night, and they talked about that, how there's probably, it was interesting to me, there's more baseball in the film than maybe they anticipated at first. In other words, they went in to do kind of a biopic about Uke, and then in the course of his passing and thinking about how to structure that and tell the story of his diagnosis, there's more baseball involved because it follows these two playoff runs that obviously Brewers fans know came up empty, and the heartbreak, especially the heartbreak of that Pete Alonso homer. Oh my gosh. I don't want to spoil anything for people when they see the film, but man, there's 1 5-minute segment that you will not forget. And God, it makes me want to go talk to Pete Alonso and shake him and be like, do you know what you did?
You
like,
ruined it for everyone.
God.
Yeah,
it was tough.
It gives me chills to hear you say everything about what you just said, because it could have been very easy to screw this up. It could have been very easy to just kind of, or just be like, we're just going to make this movie the way we, but I'm so proud to know that they knew that as they saw things change, and obviously the news of his health had changed while they were going through this process, they knew that they had to change the tenor of the documentary as well. And that's fantastic for a filmmaker to know what they have to do versus what they may have wanted to do.
Well, these are all Wisconsin guys. So these are all guys who love Bob the way a lot of the folks listening love Bob and grew up listening to Bob, just like all of us did. It's, you know, there's Bob Costas says this in the film, and he said it, you know, many times. I think he said it at the ceremony that the Brewers had for Uke last year. This is I don't want to use the word dying because it's the wrong word here, but this is a type, the radio broadcaster that's with your team and with your town and state and region for decades and decades and decades and lifetimes is, we're losing that. And Uke was one of the last that was, I mean, multiple generations. It's summertime. I mean, when I think of my childhood, I think of, you know, playing baseball out in Matt Miller's front yard because he was on this bend in the road. We had the perfect baseball diamond in New Berlin.
Yeah, everybody's at Miller's house.
And I think of Uke's voice. I mean, I just think of being in the car wherever we're going, and it's Uke. And I think for a lot of people, that's it. And it was that way for these filmmakers. And that's why it makes sense that they took the care that they took to tell the story right. The family was very involved every step of the way. The family, you know, you're talking about VIPs, it coincided with the Brewers having to get on a plane. And I know Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle actually took some steps to be there last night. And it just didn't work to get to Miami to call a ball game and not right. get into a bad situation where they can't make it. So Josh really, really did a great job emceeing at the end. But the family was all there last night. Judy was there. It was really special. And they say July is going to be the release throughout Wisconsin at Marcus. And then they're working on, you know, expanding beyond that. That there's a lot of fundraising involved in that. You learn a little bit when you talk to these guys about how movie making works and getting the rights for all this Tonight Show footage. And, you know, obviously Belvedere's in there and Major League, and it's some pretty serious licensing, and they're working through all that to try to get, I mean, if this thing could get up on Netflix, it would be incredible. And the whole country and the whole world could see the story of Uke, but it'll start in Wisconsin in July. And people are really, I mean, I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm not just saying this. People are really going to be touched by this film.
MLB.com's Adam McAlvey is with us this morning. So aside from yourself and Josh Maurer, who are the other fancy people? Did you see any local celebs? Because this was a red carpet premiere. This was the first time it was shown. It was part of Milwaukee Film.
Yeah, you know, look, it's... It's Wisconsin, so I, you know, there weren't like Jennifer Aniston wasn't there, if that's what you're asking.
As soon as those words, Jennifer Aniston was there? No, she was not.
But you know, the family was there. It was you know, people close to the filmmakers and close to Uke. So you know, if Randy Olowinski, his security guy, he's not. Doesn't have paparazzi following, but he was a huge part of the film.
That's awesome.
He was there. Judy was a huge part of the film, and she did such a wonderful job in the movie of kind of explaining Uke's life and all the different things he did and what it was like to be along for that ride. His children were there. Bob Jr. was there. And so it was, you know, not, it was a red carpet of the people who loved Uke and who Uke loved.
I think also you need to spend more time with Eric and me, Adam, so we can point out the various Illuminati to you. Right. I think that's probably right.
I probably missed some. Yeah.
MLB.com's Adam McAlvey. Thanks, my friend.
All right, guys. See ya.
We got the Brewers and Marlins tonight in a 6:05 first pitch, 5:35 pregame here on WTMJ.
Here's the 1-1 to Pauly. He drives one to left center and deep. Way back goes Griffey, and it is gone for Paulie.